Hey, everybody. We're so glad to have you back. We're going to do another Visit Julian podcast. This one is special. I know I say they're all special, so they must all be special, but this one actually is a little bit different. We are visiting today with Kevin Wixom, who is a Julian resident, an amazing photographer, and now, or maybe always, but now we're talking about it, an author. Yeah, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So in front of me on my desk are five different books,
Yes.
and I know you started writing these books as something fun to do, the smaller ones, with your grandsons.
Yes.
That's so cool. I have a granddaughter, so that's just what a great creative way to spend time with them.
Yeah, my wife and I were watching them during COVID. So that was a bad time for a lot of people, but for us, it was really a blessing because we got to spend lots of time with them. And we spent a lot of the time telling stories and making up stories. And eventually those grew into I wrote them down. We made little books. And then now it's kind of I don't know, a line of children's books. So now I'm into the create picture books and children's books and actually publish and promote and all that.
And it's so cool too to write them with kids because if your kids get excited about it, you can assume other kids will get excited about it.
Yeah, they are the QA department, and they are the official approvers. They picked the names for these books and a lot of the storylines that I illustrated them, and they all came together. So they think of them as their books. On Amazon, they're listed as co-authors.
That's
So
so great.
they're formally authors.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so also I want to let all of the listeners know, which is one of my favorite things about you, is your nighttime photography. And I appreciate it so much and enjoy it so much. And anyone who's listening, if you come into town hall, there's one of your photos hanging. I can see it directly in front of the office door.
Yep.
And so well loved. It's a postcard that we sell here in the office for people to have as a keepsake for visiting Julian. So I don't want to ignore your photography skills
No,
'cause they're
I
great.
appreciate that. There's such an opportunity up here for photography, especially nighttime photography. It's a dark sky community, as we know, and just going out and seeing the Milky Way and the stars is it's a good way to reset and ground and realize there's a lot bigger things out there than just you.
That's awesome. It just as you were talking, I remembered you were kind enough to share with me one of your photos for the new Visit Julian brochure. So I think it's your photo that's on the cover of the brochure.
Oh,
So
good.
I'll make sure I give you a couple of those before
Yeah.
you go.
Okay.
Of course, your credits on the cover.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And if you going out and standing in 35 degree weather and freezing while you're trying to get a shot of the Milky Way, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
That's good times, good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the Milky Way in the summer, just so
Yes, I know. But
just so you
it's
know.
sometimes it's cold. But that's okay. No pain, no gain.
And then on that topic, and then we'll move back to the books. The Julian Arts Guild spring art show is coming up here at Town
Yes.
Hall. I think in 2 weeks or
Yeah, 29th and 30th of
yeah, not
this
11
month.
days. My math skills are amazing. 11 days from now.
Yeah, and there will be some new artists.
Oh, that's great.
The guild has had a number of new artists over the last few months, so there'll be some new artists showing, as well as some of us old ones, old guard. Yeah, it's always a good time, and there's just tons of art and different types of things for people to see and to buy.
And to purchase.
Yep.
And that's upstairs at Town Hall.
Yep.
For use for use. What am I from New Jersey? For you folks listening to this in years to come, because podcasts live forever. It's 2023, but check back anytime. It's usually in April, the art show spring in Julian.
Yes, and the gallery's open every weekend
Over
and
in the
sometimes
K
Fridays.
KO Corral on B
Yes.
Street.
Yep,
Yeah.
that's
Do you have
right.
stuff there or it rotates,
It
right?
rotates. I don't this rotation because we've got more artists than there is space.
Sure.
So we rotate every 3 months.
That's
And
great.
every 3 months there's another group of art. And even during that, if someone sells something, they replace it, right? So there's always a rotating cascade of different art that people can come
Got
see.
it. I'm glad you said that because that encourages people to go back to the gallery
Yep.
time and time again when they visit Julian. They don't have to say, "Oh, I've already been there." No, you haven't. If you haven't been there in the last 3 months, you haven't
Yeah,
been there.
that's right. There are
Right.
new things to see.
Yeah. All right, back to the topic at hand. Books, books, and books. So there are five books here. Which is the first child book that you wrote?
Well, those are actually some of the latest ones. The first ones is the earliest one is probably the one that says Mission to the Moon. And I should probably say the first books that we wrote, I wrote with my grandsons, Coleman and Vaughn, and we wrote them together. They picked the character names and the characters. And so they are prominent. They are the main characters in the books. Like, for example, the Mission to the Moon is the two boys are playing in the backyard in a cardboard box. And they say, gee whiz, I wish we could go to the moon. You turn the page and they're in an actual rocket ship on the way to the moon.
So great.
And so the whole book is about them in spacesuits on the moon. They meet moon people. And then, you know, spoiler alert, when they come home, they come home with moon cheese. The moon people like peanut butter and they happen to have brought peanut butter.
Oh, so they traded.
They traded.
That's so cool.
Yeah, there's some moon people language in there that, that we came up with. And it's just, so there's a line of them. And that one of the other ones here is they go back in time and they become medieval knights.
Dragon adventure.
Yeah, so they are suddenly in medieval times and they have knight outfits and their two dogs that they have at home turn into horses. And they fight a witch and they meet a dragon and they have swords. And
that's amazing.
So they're all, so there's that. There's also one I didn't bring where they go back to Tombstone, Arizona and they're cowboys.
Oh, great.
And they see the bank being robbed. And so they sneak in and steal the money back from the robbers while they're sleeping in the desert. That's and then they try to take them back to the town, but the robbers get there first. And so it's just...
And
it's
drama ensues.
Drama ensues, yes.
So I know you said a little bit pre-show, but I want to confirm. Did you illustrate this book?
Yes.
It is so adorable. I'm going to put some pictures on our show notes, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's just adorable. What it is it's childlike enough that your children are going to gravitate towards it.
Yes.
But as an adult, you can really appreciate it. And especially knowing that you illustrated it. It's just adorable. This is called Dragon Adventure, and this is on Amazon, yes?
Yes, it is.
All right, and the author, Kevin Wixom. All that stuff's going to be in the show notes. I might even be able to put links to the books.
Yeah, if you use Amazon and search on my name,
yeah,
you'll find them.
Yeah, and so we've got The Case of the Missing Octopuses.
Yeah, there are three we did in a series of they're detectives, and they put on their Sherlock Holmes hats, and something's missing. And this one is that there's an octopus in their house who gets out. And runs around and they chase him through the house. Eventually they realize that he should be in the ocean, so they take him to the ocean.
Take him back. That is so good.
They've got, there's a book where they, their snickerdoodle cookies are missing, so they have to, and of course they find out it's their dad who's been eating
them. Of course, yeah. Yes. In my house it'd be mom.
Yeah.
I just have to ask, and this, sometimes I have no problem with looking like an ignoramus. Is octopuses the correct?
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not octopi?
It could be. It can be both.
All
there
right.
are some words that you can do both. That's a good question. I researched that.
Okay, good. I'm like, I don't think that's the right word, but maybe it is. And who cares when it's a kid's book?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's words in here that we've made up.
Yeah.
And if that's the wrong word, that's just too bad because guess what? We're the author. We
can
do
what we want. Exactly. You can call it whatever you
exactly.
want. Yeah. That's awesome. And then, we've actually talked. So this is the latest and the greatest. You actually did an author talk at the library with this book. And one of your grandsons or both?
Both of the grandsons were there. Uh-huh. And I had a lot of these books. And so they got to do book signings.
That's
and
great.
Some of the folks here in town bought books. I've already heard a great story back. But they sat there and we picked different color pens. And so someone would come up and say, get a signature. And they would ask, what color would you like me to use? And so they'd sign their name. And even the five-year-old who just turned five, he was very, well, I guess he won't hear this. He was very worried that he couldn't sign fast enough.
Oh, sure.
So he practiced signing his name.
Yeah.
And they were very good. I also talked about Kindle, Amazon, and the process of publishing.
Sure.
Which they sat there very calmly and politely waited until, that boring part was over.
Yeah. Actually, if he is listening to this, I think that it's a good thing that you talk a little bit about his worry because we all worry about things.
Yeah.
And that's not, that doesn't mean anything's bad or good or different. We're all worriers, so it's part of life.
Well, yeah. I started this with the kids' books with the idea of they will learn the process of writing and it's not going to be some foreign thing. They love reading books. A lot, they've had hundreds of books.
Sure.
And so this was really, in a sense, my giving them, anytime they're shown something, whether it's gardening or books or playing basketball or whatever, they can do it. And so writing a book and getting it published is something most people never even think about.
Absolutely.
Right? So they know the process. They can write it down. They can do a sketch. They can get it illustrated. They can think of the names. And now they consider that, you know, they own this. I have another one that my five-year-old and I are writing, five-year-old grandson is writing. And we sat down and for about 20 minutes talked about the story. And it's there's a balloon and animals go on a train ride and go to the North Pole and meet a polar bear. And so the next day I said, hey, Vaughn, we need to finish the story. He looked at me deadpan and looked at me right in the eye and said, we're done. We talked about it. Where's the book? And so he's got a little ways to go. But the whole point was to do it with them. And then now I'm kind of hooked.
Right.
So
yeah,
like addictive. The next book that you're holding, The Snake in the Hardware Store, is our latest that Coleman and I collaborated on. And it doesn't, they're just at the end in a cameo, right? But it's really about an animal in the form of, the story is the form of an animal where the snake is in the zoo, but he wants to see the world and get a friend. Outside the window, he has a friend. There's a little red bird that, you know, thinks of him as a friend, but the snake gets out, ends up in a hardware store at night. And he gets into all sorts of trouble. He gets paint and tape all over him, and rakes fall on his head. And he didn't realize that he already had a friend if he just looked out his window.
Oh, that's great.
He comes back home, and now he realizes. So there's a bit of a message in this
one. Sure. So this book is called A Snake in the Hardware Store. You said the title really quickly, and you have me so enthralled. I want to make sure everybody hears it.
Yes.
And you said you got some help animating, or not animating, illustrating.
Yeah, this one. I did original illustrations, and then I thought, well, let's see what somebody else can do. So I had another person redo what I had done. So, and I think he stepped up the illustrations a little bit.
It's absolutely precious.
Yeah,
it really is. So these books are available on Amazon. Kevin Wixom. I'm going to put all that good stuff in the show notes and all the photos. Oh, we have a novel to talk about. This one is really heavy. This one is called Patience, My Apprentice. And tell us a little bit about this very large novel that has that cool, what is this? It's like the retro comic book type illustration cover.
This one is a novel I started years ago, that just a few chapters. And while I was writing, I thought, hey, I'm going to finish it. So it's about 70,000 words. It's a small size novel, but it really is about two detectives retire from the San Francisco Police Department. One of them dies, and the other one brings his daughter in to, or his partner's daughter.
His partner's daughter,
To learn how to be a private detective. She has no experience. So this is about her bumbling through her way, trying to be a private detective, and on her way she gets kidnapped, solves crimes together. The partner, who's the other partner in the firm, is kind of the old guard, so he knows what to do, and he's trying to teach her, but she won't listen. And she's so, it's really kind of a fun romp all through San Francisco with them trying to solve crimes.
That's fun. Patience, My Apprentice. Very cool.
Yeah, that one. That's the first one. There's two more coming.
Oh, okay. It's going to be like a trilogy.
Yeah, one's a sequel with the same characters. And then I have another one that I'm writing that's very different. It's an alternate history book. I love those. I've read those a lot from other people. And I thought, this one is set in 1620. And it basically starts with the Mayflower and the Speedwell leaving Europe.
Oh, wow.
And then they go on the adventure across the ocean. They get there, and the New World is very different than what they really ran into.
Oh.
So when the real Mayflower got there, you know, there had been smallpox and very few Indians.
Right, sure.
In this story, it's very different. That never happened. So, and if you read history, it's interesting. We're going to get boring. But the next one, so this one's very, it's a very different style.
Sure. That's your third one that hasn't come out as of yet.
Correct. That's right. Absolutely.
So people can fall in love with you on Amazon and then check back for all these new releases that you're going to have throughout, you know, the rest of your life.
I hope so. It's an interesting transition to try to be, go from, I've been an engineer all my life and then a photographer, to try to instill the discipline of writing.
Yeah.
which is you got to write all the time.
Yeah.
And let yourself write bad things and edit. And, you know, the saying is you can't edit a blank sheet of paper.
Sure.
So any of the people, any of the authors that I like that I read, you know, and I read, you know, they talk about what they do. Some get up at 4 a.m. They write for 6 hours every day.
Yeah.
Rain or shine, doesn't matter. Christmas Day, they're writing stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do, you know, instill some of that discipline as well.
Good.
Because I'm not that disciplined.
Yeah, me either. I'm just thrilled I get go to the gym every morning, and I think to myself, wow, you're amazing.
I know. Exactly. So, but, you know, and it also has to be time with the boys when I do the kids' books.
Sure.
But more and more, now that I know the process, and more of it now is learning the process of publishing and marketing and ads. And so, like I said at the book signing a couple weeks ago, getting books on Amazon is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now doing it across an entire array of publishing platforms and marketing and ads is a completely different next level beast.
Sure, so because when you write a book, when you write a book, it doesn't fall into the category, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, your book is now in a sea of books.
Like 6 million?
Exactly. A day? No.
Yeah. No, there are hundreds of thousands of books a day that come up on Amazon.
Sure.
And they are they're fairly brutal when it comes to following their rules.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these books people will plagiarize and just reissue, and they find themselves, boom, their account is closed. But I'm very careful not to do that.
Sure, sure. That's great. With the originality.
Yeah, but it's something a lot of people can do. And I know there are people in Julian who write. There are authors who are traditionally published in Julian.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that would love to do this. So it's kind of fun to get out there and kind of carve the way, perhaps, through the snow a little bit.
Sure, yeah. And I really love the fact that, you know, who knows? Your grandsons may grow up to be, you know, firefighters or private detectives or doctors or plumbers. But this foundation of writing, I think, also will really help them develop communication skills, being clear and concise, learning how to convey a message, even at this young age. If you keep doing this for the next 5 or 10 years, I mean, you're creating some pretty articulate kids.
Oh, yeah. And a library of things. My seven-year-old grandson, just turned seven, is reading now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's already kind of surpassing already this sort of level. He still loves them, but now I'm thinking, now I got to start learning to write young adult.
Yeah.
What is a 12-year-old boy adventure going to be?
Right.
How am I going to write that?
Yeah.
And do that, and then get him to read it, and then also get him to start thinking about writing it.
Yeah, for sure. That's super exciting.
Yeah, so they'll drag me from little picture books into the next generation, and then perhaps even later.
Yeah, there are so many great books in that category. I remember as, you know, raising kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Judy Blume books and the Tale of a Fourth Grade Nothing.
Yeah, and I'm old enough, I think, back to Tom Hardy.
Oh, uh-huh.
The Hardy Boy, you know. You know, all those books.
Yeah, so
Boxcar Kids or whatever it was.
There's a bright future ahead for you guys. I mean, like, even if, let's just say you sell 6 books, and I'm not saying you are.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, what an amazing adventure you have been on. I hope that you sell 4,000 million of this, A Snake in the Hardware Store. People fall in love with it, come back and get all your other books. But that is the icing on the cake as far as me as a new grandmother. I just called myself a grandmother, as a new Nana, that, like, just what a gift. I just feel like you've really experienced a gift, no matter what happens with these books. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. It's not, I mean, it'd be lovely to be a Tom Clancy or J.K. Rowling, but that's not the issue. It's really about writing for them and you know, putting on Amazon. I told them I'd donate everything the books make to their college fund. And so far, we can buy a couple of calculators and a backpack.
But, hey, calculators are expensive. So.
Yeah, so it's not going to send them to Harvard.
Sure. They'll send themselves to Harvard. Worry not, my friend. Worry not.
Yes. So, right. But it's helping them to, like, he's reading and become educated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good. With the novels, it's a little bit different. It's not about the kids, but just for me, putting it out there.
Sure.
It's just a lot of fun. Plus, I've connected with a number of authors and do reviews and things like that. It's a very interesting world to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So all the way around, it's a win-win. All right. So at the end of these podcasts, because sometimes I go off on tangents, I want to make sure that I asked you everything you wanted to talk about. Was there something else you wanted to mention? Something you want the listeners to know?
No, I thank you. I'm glad to talk about that. The one other thing we didn't talk about was on Amazon. There's something called Vella, which is a update chapter by chapter by chapter, uh-huh. and that may be something that people can do if they don't have an entire book. Mm-hmm. You can update a chapter at a time and post it, and then generate a readership. I've done two of those, and there's another one. It's about a small little mountain town with people. And in this particular one, there's a murder, and so it's sort of a murder investigation. Has absolutely nothing to do with Julian.
I don't think anybody in Julian's been murdered for quite some time. No, I think it was the 80s.
So. Yeah, so the relationship to another little small mountain town is completely random.
Yeah.
But people can go and update chapter by chapter by chapter if they want to just get out there, and it's very easy to do.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yep. So when you go to Amazon, you can search for Kevin Wixom, W-I-X-O-M. And the reason why I spell it is I was at the gym this morning. Yay me. Yep. And I was talking to a gal at the gym, telling her about podcasts. And I told her your name, and then she totally butchered it. And so I said, no, W-I-X-O-M. And she Googled you or Amazoned you right there. And
is that a verb, Amazon?
I know. Somebody? Hey, now today it is. We just talked about making up words. If you can say octopuses, I can say Amazoned. Amazoned. Exactly. All right. Well, I'll put all this stuff in the show notes. People can check out the book. I'll talk to you afterwards about whether or not you're going to leave me a couple here.
Those are for you.
Are they? Okay, great. So I'll have the books at Town Hall in Julian, so you can come take a look. They're really adorable. They're so kid appropriate. So I just, and I'm reading a lot to a 3-year-old. She's almost three. Yeah, so.
See what your 3-year-old thinks. Yeah, of I'll take feedback.
My little redhead. Yeah. Kevin, thanks so much for coming. I really appreciate it. I just really enjoyed talking to you, and I enjoyed looking at these books. They're exciting. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you, Robin. This is great, and your podcasts are wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Yep. I'm trying so hard. I appreciate that. Good. All right, cool.
All right.
Next time, everybody.